use a process for sequencing and prioritizing initiatives. Project sequencing is needed to determine what projects can be done in parallel versus what must be done in a required sequence. Also, for project prioritization, it is important to consider getting teams some early experience with easier process change before getting to the complex initiatives. Apply project sequencing. Project sequencing tests projects for their dependencies, for example, prerequisites, and it determines if there is a required sequential order of projects. Dependencies may be mandatory or discretionary. Mandatory dependencies are inherent in the nature of the activities. For example, build the foundation before building the walls, or are regulatory or contractual requirements. Discretionary dependencies are based on best practices. They could be done in a different order or in parallel with another project, but at higher risk because the best practice is being overridden. For example, a data cleansing initiative may need to be done first to make all other projects more efficient to plan and complete. Data cleansing tends to have high ROI, but some other enabling initiatives might seem to have a low ROI if their impact on enabling other projects is not properly valued or understood. Projects that cause other projects to have a higher ROI need to be sold to decision makers in this way. A related sequencing requirement is the need to integrate all projects into a useful whole. Projects should not undermine one another, build redundant capabilities, or be a series of standalone changes. A key risk at this point is cherry picking of projects. This typically involves executives canceling low ROI projects to meet budget constraints. If these projects truly are necessary to provide the integrated whole, it is vital to clearly demonstrate how the projects are interrelated and necessary. If some projects are not truly necessary from an integration or orchestration perspective, resist the urge to brand them as such, or it will undermine the arguments made for true integration priorities. Plan quick wins, tactical initiatives, and strategic initiatives. While many organizations have experience in supply chain improvement projects, these are often incremental performance improvements that are relatively low in the level of business investment, effort, and change management required versus those required for transformations. Portfolio and project management maturity is needed to achieve industry-leading performance. For example, supply chain excellence, or even entirely new business models. For example, supply chain innovation. For this reason, the organization should consider its supply chain maturity level when setting priorities. The key is to use earlier projects to help increase the transformation skills of the project teams and stakeholders, while also providing incremental project benefits that can give confidence to decision makers that they are on a wise path. Doing this right will help build alliances and trust. Alliances can also be formed by allowing project priority to be negotiable. The timing of portfolio milestones and benefits should be made clear. Some benefits can be provided quickly. Such incremental benefits can help provide a faster payback period for the investment. Other benefits can be realized only with significant time and effort. Project scope, timing, and investment levels can be used to classify types of projects in the portfolio. Quick wins. A quick win project, or work stream, is an initiative that can be completed rapidly with high ROI and minimal investment. Such projects are often characterized as low-hanging fruit. Tactical initiatives. These are medium scope projects with medium durations and investment. They should improve supply chain process capabilities and maturity level. Strategic initiatives. These are high scope and high investment projects with long durations that should positively impact the organization's long-term competitiveness and enable strategy realization. Exhibit 2-51 shows how project impact, improvement potential, and return, ROI, can be compared in a matrix against a project's or work streams, complexity, effort level, and risk to produce a matrix. The matrix shows how projects are classified into quick wins, nice to have, sponsor issue, and consider carefully quadrants. Exhibit 2-51, prioritization matrix for projects in portfolio. The quick wins are highly desirable due to their high ROI and low complexity, effort, and risk. The nice to have projects are like quick wins, but without the high ROI. So they are candidates for deferral. The sponsor issue projects are must-have projects that provide the greatest overall benefit of all types. These could be either tactical or strategic initiatives, depending on their scope. Projects in the consider carefully quadrant might be done only if they are required to enable the integrated transformation strategy. In other words, avoid these if possible. Starting with quick wins is important also because design teams and individual project teams need to prove to the organization and themselves that they can make relatively small changes to processes. This will sustain the momentum of the transformation. They will provide experience and confidence when working on more complex process changes. After that, a mix of the above project types can be planned using the predetermined priority weightings as well as other criteria. The pilot project is not likely to be a quick win. It will likely be a limited rollout of a sponsor issue project as a proof of concept. For this reason, the pilot project should have a highly capable project team, for example, technical, project management, and process change maturity. Some quick wins might be implemented in parallel with the pilot project as part of action plans. Apply additional priority criteria. Projects in a portfolio can also be given a qualitative priority validation step. To do this, teams develop a spreadsheet with benefit categories and ask stakeholders to come to consensus on criteria to use and the weight to give criteria. Criteria might be classified into internal benefits, revenue growth, cost avoidance, cost reduction, or productivity/cycle time improvement, customer benefits, reliability, responsiveness, agility, supplier benefits, less variability, shared savings, and aversion factors, risk, difficulty, relative cost. The first three categories need to be scored in a way that could show either a benefit or a trade-off, while the aversion category will be scored only as a trade-off. In this way, any project detractors can be highlighted. Exhibit 2-52 shows how this process can be conducted for a single project. The team can later compare the resulting scores of various projects and adjust priorities. Note that the percentages of the maximum rankings by category areas at the bottom of the exhibit are calculated by dividing the sum of the category scores by the maximum value for the category. For example, for internal benefits, the maximum is 0.1x3 plus 0.1x3 plus 0.05x3 plus 0.2x3 equals 1.35. The sum of the actual weighted scores for this category is 0.2 plus 0.2 plus 0.05 plus 0.6 equals 1.05. The internal benefits percentage of the maximum ranking by category is then 1.05/1.35 equals 78%. Exhibit 2-52. Multi-criteria scoring model for sample, Inc. Project 1. CPFR. Teams can use a process such as the Delphi method to determine these weights and scores. This method has multiple stakeholders fill out their weightings on these criteria independently, and then a facilitator averages the results. Teams work toward consensus over several rounds. The facilitator keeps individual contributions anonymous to minimize politics and a stake-in-the-ground mentality. The results may lead to more quantitative analysis, such as of a newly identified benefit or a trade-off that was not considered in the initial analysis. The results should not be allowed to entirely override the quantitative prioritization done earlier. Rather, this exercise should be viewed as a way to tweak these priorities by considering some qualitative and quantitative factors together, while also helping to increase stakeholder participation and buy into the transformation. Note that in addition to projects that score highly in this exercise perhaps being given priority, a project that can satisfy all objectives adequately might be a win-win project to consider.